John 11, 28 to 37, Jesus wept. Hear the word of the Lord. Today, we will study John chapter 11, 28 to 37. In this passage, we find the shortest verse in the Bible, which is verse 35. Jesus wept. We see in this passage the compassion and mercy of our Lord. Jesus cared for this family and was moved by their sorrow and pain. He cares for us in the same way. Hebrews 2, 17 and 18 tell us that Jesus became fully human in every way in order that he might become the merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. Jesus experienced sorrow, pain, death. He experienced life as a human being, so he is able to understand what we go through. He is our high priest, and he is able to help us. We can come to the Lord. As we come to the Lord, let us prepare our hearts to hear his words to us today, knowing that he understands and cares for us. He hears our prayers, and he will help us. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 11, 28 to 30, Jesus wept. Let's read beginning at verse 28. When she had said this, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, "The teacher is here and he is calling you." Verse 29. When she heard this, she arose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and were consoling her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Martha went home and told Mary that Jesus had arrived and was calling, asking her to come to him. Jesus was still at the place where he had talked to Martha. The people with Mary thought she was going to the grave to weep. Everyone was tired, sad, and emotionally drained. Verse 32, therefore Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him. She fell down at his feet, saying, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." Meditation question. How did Mary and Martha's assumptions cloud their ability to understand how God was working in the present situation? Martha, Mary, and the Jews who had come to console them all had the same thinking. They assumed that if Jesus had been there, Lazarus would not have died. This can be seen in the following three verses. Verse 21, Martha said in verse 21, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." Then in verse 32, Mary said to Jesus, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." And then in verse 37, the Jews who were there consoling them said, "Couldn't this man who opened the eyes of him who was blind have also kept this man from dying?" Sometimes our judgment is clouded by our assumptions based on how God has worked in the past, so that it is difficult to understand how God is working in the present. Mary and Martha had seen Jesus heal many sick people, so they assumed that if Jesus had been present, he would have healed their brother. However, as we have discussed, Jesus did nothing on his own, but only did what the Father was doing. He understood the Father's purpose in Lazarus' sickness and followed his Father's timetable in going to the home of Mary and Martha in Bethany. The sisters undoubtedly wondered, why didn't Jesus come sooner? We too may wonder, why didn't God heal my mother or my friend? Or why did God allow this terrible thing to happen? They could not understand the silence of God. They could not understand why Jesus had not come immediately when he called them. I think we also have experienced silence and times when we did not understand why God did not help us when we prayed. Jesus' response to us may be much different than what we expect, just as it was to Mary and Martha. They had false assumptions. We also have false assumptions about how God is going to work sometimes. I think that Jesus will reveal himself to us like he did to Mary and Martha. He will give a new understanding of how he brings hope to our present reality through his presence with us. We need to set our assumptions aside and seek to discern God's purposes and how he is working and leading in each situation. Verse 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews weeping who came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They told him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, "See how much affection he had for him." Some of them said, "Couldn't this man who opened the eyes of the blind have kept this man from dying?" Meditation question. Why did Jesus weep? I think Jesus wept because of the death of his friend Lazarus and the sorrow it brought to Mary and Martha. The Jews who had followed Mary to the place she met Jesus said, "Look how much he loved him." Well, Jesus is full of mercy and compassion for hurting people. I think there's another reason Jesus wept. It says in verse 33 that he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. Several scholars point out that the word translated deeply moved is often used with the meaning of anger. When Jesus wept, I'm sure he was weeping for his friend Lazarus and his close friends Mary and Martha. However, I think that Jesus was angry and wept because of the death and brokenness and destruction that sin had brought into this world. Jesus knew that, as it says in Hebrews 9:27, just as all people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment, Jesus knew that sin has robbed mankind of the abundant and eternal life God created them for. Jesus also knew why he had come. He knew that the Father had sent him to die as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He knew that he would suffer and die on the cross to reverse the curse of sin, suffering, shame, and death. He knew that this was the reason he had come as the Lamb of God who would suffer and die for the sins of the world. Perhaps he still weeps for the suffering, death, and brokenness in this world. There's an old song called "For Those Tears He Died." The chorus goes like this. Jesus said, "Come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty. You won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in darkness you cried and strove to remind you that for those tears I died." Our Lord's weeping reveals the humanity of the Savior. He has experienced what we experience and knows how we feel. Jesus is full of mercy and compassion. It says, as we talked about earlier in Hebrews chapter 2, 17 and 18, "For this reason, he had been made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become the merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself has suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." Jesus experienced pain, suffering, rejection, and death as a human being. That is why he is a merciful and faithful high priest for us. He made atonement for us. He covered our sins with his blood and brought us into right relationship with God. But the people with Mary and Martha wondered, couldn't this man who opened the eyes of him who was blind have also kept him from dying? Jesus was on the Father's timetable. He said many times he could only do what the Father was doing. It was not the Father's will to go and heal Lazarus before he died. However, in the end, Jesus did a lot more than heal a sick man. Jesus wept when he talked with Mary. He was sorrowful and angry. Everyone there had been crying and mourning. In a few short minutes, Jesus was going to turn their sorrow to joy and their mourning to dancing. Can you imagine the change in the people's mood and the emotions that happened when Lazarus came out of the grave? The sadness, tears, hopelessness, and hopelessness immediately changed into laughter, rejoicing, and amazing joy. Isaiah 61:1-5 describe this aspect of Jesus' ministry. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim freedom to captives and to release darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair." Jesus is full of mercy and compassion. He turned the sorrow of Mary, Martha, and their friends into radiant and overflowing joy. He came to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort those who mourn, and to give them beauty for ashes. Their joy was not just because Lazarus arose. They saw the glory of God. They came to a new understanding of who Jesus is. They came to know by experience that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and that he makes the possession of eternal life a present experience. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that for your heart of mercy and compassion for us. Thank you for weeping over human suffering and sin. Thank you for weeping over my suffering and sin. Thank you that you are the merciful high priest on our behalf who died for our sins. Reveal your mercy and compassion in a new way to everyone who are doing this Bible study or who are listening to this message. In Jesus' name, amen.